Okay, here we go. Parshas Ki Savo Tavshin Peivav, as we count down the days, as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah Haba Aleinu Litova. Let's get into Ki Savo. And we start off with the beginning of the Parsha. We know we have Bikurim, and we know there are two mitzvahs. According to most Rishonim, there are two separate mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Hava'as Bikurim, and the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. Hava'as Bikurim we had back in Sefer Shmos. And now we have Mikra Bikurim, that's what's added, Uvasa El HaKohen, right before, and we had more Hafrashas Bikurim. The Hava'a and the Amira and the Kriya is more said here. We know we're familiar with this from the Leil HaSeder, where we darshan these psukim, Vayerim, Mitzrayim, Vayagar, Shomim, Seim, Ma'ad, V'chulu. Let's talk a little bit about Arami Ovid Avi. There is a major machlokas we've shown him how to read this pasuk, right? Arami Ovid Avi. So in the Haggadah, we follow the Medrash, which is what Rashi follows. And that is Arami Ovid Avi. Arami is talking about Lavan. Arami says, Rashi, Maskir Chasdei Hamakom. We mentioned the Chasadim of Hashem. Arami Ovid Avi. Lavan Bikesh Lakar Asakol. Lavan wanted to uproot everything. Kisharada Vachar Yaakov. When he ran after Yaakov. Uvishvil Shachashav La'asos. Because he thought and he wanted to, Hashem considered it as if he actually had uprooted. So Rashi quotes, based on Chazal, Arami, Oved Avi. Others argue, the Ibn Ezra argues, usually Arami, Oved Avi, if it's an active verb, it should be Me'aved. Not Oved Avi, the Rashbam has another pshat, all the Pashtunim have differently. They also are bothered, though, besides the word Arami, but how does the continuation of the pasuk connect? Arami Oved Avi, Vayerid Mitzrayimah. So the Pashup pshat, you would say, is the first phrase has something to do with the next phrase, Vayerid Mitzrayimah. Rashi has to split up the psukim. Rashi has to add in, Vayerid Mitzrayimah has nothing to do with Lavan. Arami Oved Avi, that's one part of Jewish history that we say over. Vayerid Mitzrayim, Rashi says, Va'od Acherim Ba'olin L'chaloseinu, and others also came to destroy us, Shacharezos Yara Yaakov Mitzrayim, which eventually led Yaakov to go to Mitzrayim. So according to Rashi and the Medrash, it's a little choppy, the pasuk. Arami Oved Avi, Vayerid Mitzrayim. According to others, the Ebenezer and others, there's other ways of reading the pasuk. If you look in the Ksava Kabbalah, that's who we're going to look at this year. There's a Maharal, there's other Mefarshim on Rashi that also talk about this. The Ksava Kabbalah, I gave you the second half of the Ksava Kabbalah. The first half, the Ksava Kabbalah notes that he feels that the Tamei HaMikra support Rashi. That is two separate phrases. Arami, Oved Avi, right? Zakev Katon. Vayered Mitzrayim is a separate phrase in the Tamei HaMikra. So he feels that supports Rashi as a separate phrase. But says the Ksava Kabbalah, I think there is a connection between the Jews going down to Mitzrayim and Lavan. What's the connection? Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra Ta'an says the Ksava Kabbalah, Im Lavan Bikesh Lavid Avi Imche Amnam Laredes L'Mitzrayim Lo Hayasiba. What does Lavan have to do with Mitzrayim? V'lazeh Pirish Rashi Od Achirim Ba'olin L'Chalosena. Rashi has that in. The Ein Sarach L'Zeh says Rav Mecklenburg, there's no need for Rashi. I think I have a better shot for Rashi than Rashi himself says, so to speak. Ein Sarach L'Zeh. I think you can read the pasuk smoothly, even talking about Lavan. Debeem es Lavan haya hasiba harishona. You read this Mitzrayim. Lavan is the reason that we went out to Mitzrayim. The Siba Rishona. Lavan. What does Lavan have to do with Mitzrayim? Ki im lo haya noig baramo asim Yaakov. If Lavan hadn't acted with trickery to Yaakov, v'haya knows Saint Lo Rachel Bito Leisha Miyad, and he wouldn't have switched the daughters, he would have given Rachel right away to Yaakov as a wife. Lo haya mistama bein ha'achim, there wouldn't have been the hatred amongst the brothers, which eventually led to Mechiras Yosef. Im haya oev es Yosef, Yosef mishar banav, right? If he, Yaakov, would have loved Yosef more than the others, had Yosef been the Bechor, they wouldn't have been jealous. They would have realized. The Bechor is the Bechor. Ki azeh Yosef Bechor min Yisuei Rishona. Yosef would have been the Bechor from the first marriage. The rak al yedei. She nises leyatchila berimia. It's only because love and acted beramos. And she met and gave Leah off in trickery. V'noldu sharachim tchila. And Yosef was only Shevet number 11. The Yosef lo haya rak nisui shniya me'uchar l'kol echav. That's why they hated him. You're the youngest. What is Abba showing you so much more attention? V'zeh haya hagorim l'sno oso. And you might say, the youngest. He wasn't the youngest either. V'zeh haya hagorim l'sno oso. Ka'osa shu'ohev l'nehav l'aviv yoser mehem. Rabbi Rosa. Shu'ohev l'aviv. Why does the father like him more? V'nis yalda ha'mechira. And therefore the sale came. V'nis tava v'yudil Mitzrayim. The mechira of Yosef to the Yishmaelim. And they went down to Mitzrayim. Umatzasi bezera Avraham shehevi marim al-shech kidvarai. And look at the al-shech. I think the Al-Shech has similar to what I said, came to pierce the Sof, the Klei Yakar, also, he quotes a Medrash. So the Kava Kabbalah, fascinatingly, creatively, says that Lavan has to do with the Mitzrayim. Because had Lavan not switched the women, had not switched the daughters, so then they wouldn't have gone down to Mitzrayim. One issue. Another issue, a number of points on Bikurim today. If you look in the second source, Shuvas HaParsha, remember that's Rav Scheinfeld, the son-in-law of Rav Yisrael Meir Lau. He discusses, you know, we're giving a Jewish history lesson. We're starting from the beginning of Jewish history, short in a couple of psukim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the years in the desert, and coming to Eretz Yisrael, Vayivyeinu al Hamakom Hazeh. Ask the Tshuvas HaParsha, aren't we missing the beginning? Why are we starting with Lavan? Was Lavan the first Sonei Yisrael? Was he the first? Kasha Yehudi Balakai Mitzvahs Bikurim Hu Notel Asapeir Shebichru Harishonim. He brings the first fruit. Umala Osam Yerushalayim LeBeis HaMikdash. He brings it up to the Beis HaMikdash. Bigil Baharabayis Ma'amis Es Hasal Al Ktefo. He puts it on his shoulder. V'nichlas LeBeis HaMikdash Ad Shebigil Azara. All the way to the Azara. Sham Hu Morid Es Hasal Me'akatefo. So he takes the basket down. V'koin Magiyo Maniach Es Yado. He put the hands under it. And the Vidui Arami Oved Avi. Asks the Tshuvas HaParsha line 11. Sarach Lahavin. Imanu rotzim laskiris chaste HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imanu mitchilas darkeinu. If we want to be maskir chaste Hashem from the beginning of our derech, kasher avi ha'uma nitzal mimaves, when our forefathers were saved from death. Lavan wasn't the first. Hareisha lefnei Lavan haya Esav. Sherotzal harugas Yaakov Avidu. How'd Yaakov get there in the first place? Esav was running after him. Why don't we start talking about Esav? Achar shalakach mimenu ba'ar mesa brachas. Right? Yaakov took the brachas. The whole story of Parshas told us. Kvishim esaperes atorish. Amar Esav libelibo. Yikrevu yimei evel avi. Vahargas Yaakov achi. Ulamala b'darasi nakadosha. And before, what happened with Nimrod and Avraham? Haya Nimrod shazorak asavim avinu l'kivshan aish. The first Jew. Madua imkein ischila hatoris avidoi dafka milavan. Why then does the Torah Dafka start off? Arami Ovid Avi, why does our Vidui, our Mikra Bikurim start off with Lavan and not earlier? So he quotes here from Rav Katriel Orbach. The following idea, it relates to, we discussed a little bit last week, the difference between Amalek and others. So this is an overlapping thought about different types of enemies that we have. Different type of enemies. We had Oivim and Sonim. So this also relates to that. He talks about two different types of sonim. He quotes, Shnei suge sinahim, there are two types of hatred. Two types of hatred that we have. Yesh sinah machmasiba. There's one hatred for a reason. It might not be a good reason, it might be a very bad reason, but in their heads, it's for a reason. V'hi nikre sinah hatzluya bedavar. V'yesh sinah shena tzluya b'shum davar. Elastam. And there's another sinah, which is sinah lishma, right? It's not sinah that's totally on anything. Sinas chinam, pure hatred. Ha'hevdo b'nehem, b'shah shasoni machmas tam v'siba, if the hatred is based on something for a reason, harei b'histalik ha'davar, it's like a sinah. Then it's, right, sinah ha'tluyib ha'davar, if the batla ha'siba, batla ha'davar, batla ha'sinah. Ach sinah lo siba v'tam lo'olam kayemes. But sinah without a reason is always kayam. Who have they suggest the Tshuvas HaParsha, that's the difference between the Esav type of enemies and the Lavan type of enemies. He says Esav and Lavan, but I'm generalizing it to more of the Esav type of enemies and the Lavan type of enemies. Le'esav, Esav was mad for a reason. Again, it might not have been a good reason, the Bechorah was not matim for him, but he could say, Yaakov tricked me, and he sold me, and he lied. Le'esav hayasibos lesnois Yaakov. He had reasons. Kemosha Amar Hachi Karoso Yaakov Yakveni Zepamayim. Es Bechorasili Kach the S Lakach Berchasi Ace of Savar, switching over to source 3. She Yaakov Lakach Lo Es Kalatov. Esav thought that he had taken all the good. Shaya Amor Lihios Etzlo. All of that was supposed to be, right? Was to be with him. Rak his alemi kach she bazu bachar. So he doesn't focus on what he did, that he hated it. Mishum kach b'mifgash bein Yaakov le'esav b'chazor. So me beis lama Yaakov ma'arech lama le. What is Yaakov on the way back says to him? Shabracha shal Yitzchak klal lo hiskaimu. The brachas. He says, you're mad about the goodness that I took from you. I didn't get any goodness. So Yaakov is trying to say that the siba for the hatred is not there. Vein lo siba lesno also biglalan. Ki hein hivu siba shebotala es sinaso. Lo umazos, Lavan. Sinaso, Lavan? Why did Lavan? Yaakov comes, and Yaakov, it's just the opposite. Right? He's getting all the good things, all the mazel tov. Sinaso haisa sinas chinam lelota. Hu kibel mi Yaakov sheiris malei b'yom of alayla. He gets day and night service. V'kayetzu b'choref. V'yafal pikein rasa laharog v'lakar asakol. Winter, summer, and he still wanted. Sinas lavan hu semel l'sinas tami. Lavan is the semel of what we call anti-Semitism. Against all logic. It can't be explained. It's not based on a reason. Ki lo rak shlo hayu lo sibas listeners Yaakov. Not only were there no reasons to hate Yaakov, adarabba. Hayu lo sibas rabbas lo hokiroso. Right, they should have been makar tov. He should have been makar tov. L'ratzos b'tovaso. Halo b'schutzo shal Yaakov, who is asher, v'tzono paravarava. He became rich. His cattle and his sheep prospered. B'schutzo shal Yaakov nodolo banim. As Chazal say, he had sons then. Omeyal akol. Yaakov hu chasano. Yaakov's his son-in-law. V'nishosav heim benosav. Yiladav heim nechtav. His grandchildren. The Lavan wrote, La akar es akol. La harog es kulam. That's what happens. La gila matzav kazeh. For this, it's pure sinna. It's not sinna hatzluya bedavar. It's what's called, in the next paragraph, antishemiyut lishma. And that's a Rahman al-Islam. Most of our enemies don't have a reason. They look for a reason. They make up a reason. You might say that Esav had a reason. Okay, it was a bad reason, but it was a reason. He didn't focus on what he did. But throughout our enemies, you know, who do we focus on? Who do we start with? Arami Ovidavi, the enemy that is not based on logic and just the opposite. Mi lavan yesh lomo, ad kama gedola hasina la'ama Yehudi. How much, how deep is the hatred for the Ama Yehudi? Throughout, one would think that our enemies would learn. Just study a little history. What all of our enemies, what's happened to them? They've tried. But, right, each one had to explain why the Jews should have less rights and why the Jews don't deserve. Right, everyone tried to explain in their own way. The Germania tanu shahayuhudim belumadim ba'ashirim v'lakachsanu osam. In Germany, they said, "Oh, the Jews are rich and educated." But Poland is biyoshayuhudim aniyim ve'iyav shalichios v'itam. And then Poland, the opposite. The Jews are downtrodden, poor, lowly. They're bringing down society. Acha emesh and teshemiyut yasibel asin lama yehudi acha filu bekfar nidach shalorom mimeim parts of Yehudi. The most far-fetched little town. Sometimes you'll find somebody who hates Jews. He's never met a Jew in his life. Why does he hate Jews? Gam shamson emotano mulsina kazulo yol shumpi taron. Nothing's going to help, right? Esav soni liyakov. V'kal osam hayehud. Interesting. It says Esav there in the lashon. But call Osama Yehudim Shachashvu Shapiteron Yelis Karev Lagayim Lomon Mi Darkam Balichius Kamosim. You think being close and being exactly like them with Sarenu is Bolului Mahim. Hayastoria Limda Shlohu Ilu Muuma. History has taught us that it has not helped. Vahasina Lolon Kayemes. Right, our enemies have taught us that you don't have to judge based on how large and what type of kippah they wear. And he quotes the line I've heard is B'shem Rav Chaim Yivalazhin. If a Jew is not going to make kiddush, then a guy is just going to make Havdalah anyway. And ultimately, he ends off by saying, "Emes isha sinas hilu tovaseinu." Ultimately, ama badad yishkon. Ultimately, it's for our good, for our ultimate existence to be separate. Kedeli hi badel men agayim v'lios kamo yudim. Right, amlechas koanim. We have to be an or lagayim. That's our nature, our essence is to be an or lagayim, and that's what we have to try to do. And that's what we have to remember. It says towards the end, Bnei Ashkenaz start saying slichas on one of these, not this week, but the following week. So I'm saying slichas parshas Kisavo this year. Why? Because we have to recognize that, you know, Am Levadad Yishkon, and this message of Arami Ovid Avi, is really part of our existence, and recognize what we have to do to get close to HaKadosh Baruch. Okay. One final point of Bikurim, the first three thoughts, this is the third. Right? We have the Ksava Kabbalah, what Lavan has to do with Mitzrayim, and we have, why do we start with Lavan? And now, the Egyon HaShel Torah, Rafir says something that others talk about also. What exactly is the point of going through the whole history? We have Bikurim, so bring the Bikurim, say thank you. Just say thank you. That's what Bikurim is about. That's what we focus on Bikurim at the Seder. Right? We focus on Bikurim because the Seder is all about Hakaras HaTov. And this is the mitzvah of Hakaras HaTov. Say, ask the Egyon HaShel Torah, line 5. L'shem Mahat Sorech L'Saper Kol HaHistoria Shalafnei Kibush Haaretz. As a Shibud B'Mitzrayim, as a Yitzia Misham, the whole Shibud, the going in, the going out. Lama Lo Maspik L'Haskel B'Siper V'Yivi Eino L'Makom Hazeh. Hashem, you brought us to Eretz Yisrael. Thank you for bringing us to Eretz Yisrael. The Samachta B'chal HaTov is not connected. It explains that Yonah Shel Torah, as we know, Eloha Emes Hi, She'ein Adam Margish Be'osher, She'yesh Lo Eretz Moledet, Be'im Noled Bavagadol B'cheka. A person doesn't fully appreciate his birthland if he's always lived there. If he was born there and grew up there. Hu Eino Marich Karoy Hesek Zeh. He doesn't recognize and value. It's natural. The ain mimala hispael. What am I going to be shocked for and amazed? Rak mishin is galgel benechar. Somebody who grew up elsewhere. Rachok meartso. The saval minedida bilti poseket. And suffered from the, wanderings that continued. The acharka chozer alatso shalom. Finally he comes back. Rak anem ze yodel nachon. Laharichas chashivusa revichiunisa. Only then. If you didn't have it, right? Maschil bignusu misayim b'shvach. Ha'adam Yisrael yachol lahargish ba'osher shel eretz avas chalav udvash. When can we appreciate eretz Yisrael, eretz Kenaan, achareishu nizkar b'chol ma she'over al amo yeshi b'mitzrayim. Vo'lefneizem yimei hisnachluso shalava niyach vavino. Only, you can only appreciate eretz Yisrael when you think about where we came from. Sometimes, there's a certain magic that an oleh has, that people who have been in the land of Israel for a long time, you know, lose it. And even something, if somebody makes Aliyah many years ago, he could be inspired by those who made Aliyah more recently, because you're more connected to that past and in shock and in wonder and in awe about the present future. We have to keep that, try to keep that attitude all the time. Again, this is a generalization. There are many of Archeinu B'nei Yisrael, or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach never left Eretz Yisrael. He didn't have enough Hakara. No. But there's a message here. There's a message here. V'rak acharei tiyul his toriyo stopi kazeh. Hofechas ha'aretz hazos lios b'shvilo eretz avaz chalav udvash. Ha'chalav u'yoter ta'im v'advash yoter matok. The milk is more sweet than the honey. If you remember the past, if we remember where we came from, right, then we recognize, right, whenever David HaMelech talks all about this in Tehillim, many, many prakim talk all about the tzara, and only by focusing on the tzara do we then focus and recognize the Yeshua. And then, only then, next paragraph, im yaskar la'atzmo es hadavar hazeh oz v'samachta b'chal hatov, then you'll have the simcha. Tia simcha so shlema umar shima. Hatov hazeh lo yeh etzlo tiv'i. Who Yerubo is Yad Ashkacha El Yonah will see that it's not natural to be in this state. Look where we were, and look where we are today. And then he adds, connected to the Machlokas Rishonim, there's a Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam, about what a ger says by Mikra Bikurim. Hasiba top left. She'ein a ger kore parshas Bikurim. Le'ela she'sevurim kach. Those that say that a ger doesn't say Mikra Bikurim. A nana mipne is not because of the one word. She'en ager yachol lahagid ha-mila la'avoseinu. That's the problem. Mila, efshar lahachlif b'mila acheres. You could switch that word. B'makam la'avoseinu, efshar lahagid. Le'lokei Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. You could switch that word. Ela hasiba hu. What's the reason why those Rishonim that say a ger doesn't do Mikra? Ela hasiba hi. Shekivan she'ein hu hager. Yachol lahagid lavoseinu. He can't say lavoseinu, so he doesn't feel. He can't feel the same past. And only if you feel and identify with that past could you then appreciate the present. Einu mizarim shala avos. Memela she'ein hoda asov v'simchaso yecholos liyos shlemus ba'osamida she'ein shlemus. Only if you recognize where one comes from. Just this week, my father, Zichrono Livracha, my father, as some of you might have heard the stories, was in an orphanage. He was on the kinder transport and in an orphanage in northern England during the war. So there was someone else here in Beit Shemesh whose father was also there. And last week, he went to Ilkley, this little town up north, and he took a video. And a picture of the house, and there's a little sign on it that this was a place where the kinder transport children stayed. The house is still there. Now it's a private house. But seeing that was such an emotional experience for me, because recognizing that, that's Arami Oviravi, Vayered Mitzrayma. You recognize where it came from and where one is now. That's exactly the experience. If you don't have that, says the Hagion HaShel Torah, right? If you don't go through something, so then even if you marry in or if you convert, right? And that's what he says here, that would be the problem with a ger. It's not a linguistic issue. It's much more substantive than that. Okay. Moving right along after Mikra Bikurim. So we have Mikra Bikurim, and then we have Vidui Maisris at the end of after the third and the sixth year, and the fourth and the seventh year. We have Vidui that we've done everything. We ask Hashem for the bracha. Hashkifa mimon karshacha, min hashamayim. Hashem, please look down upon us and give us the bracha. Shlishi, hayom hazeh Hashem elokecha mesavcha lasos. Today, Hashem commands you to do all these laws, chukim ha'ilav esam mishpatim. V'shamar devasisa osam. Hashem commands you to do all this. What is hayom hazeh? Numerous times in Sefer Dvarim, Rashi quotes a medrash like this. Hayom hazeh, v'chol yom yiu b'enecha chadashim. I think more than once in this week's parsha itself. Every day it should be like new. Kilu boba yom tzavi salam. Hayom hazeh, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying today, feel that every day should be like new. The Ramban here, what's hayom hazeh? Hashem etzavcha, says the Ramban, this is a new stage of Moshe Rabbeinu's speech. This is the last section. Hayom hazeh, says the Ramban in source number 5. Hinei hishlim Moshe leva'eres haTorah ulechadish kol haMitzvos asher tziva uso Hashem lechadish mem. Moshe Rabbeinu has now finished explaining. Remember the first couple of pesukim at Dvarim was background. Then Moshe Rabbeinu explains the mitzvahs, adds on more, reviews, and now it's post mitzvahs. There's a couple of mitzvahs left, but not too many. Lakach amar hayom hazeh. Hashem alokecha mitzav chalaso. It says chukum ha'ilav esam mishpatim. Today Hashem commands you to do all this. Kikvar shlamti locha akol. I finished, and now it's time. Now you have it all. Now it's time for you to do it. Right? More of the pashup shot flow of the psukim according to the Ramban. A drush is found here in the Iturei Torah. He quotes. Well, let's look at the whole pasuk. Hayom hazeh Hashem alokecha mitzav chalaso. Today Hashem commands you to do esachukum ha'ilav esam mishpatim. To do these chukim and mishpatim, v'shamar tevasisos, and do it with all your heart. Mefarshi haTorah miskashim, ma hayom hazeh davka. Right, what's the hayom hazeh? V'yeshlom alafi pirish Rashi, alatevus v'shamar tevasisos. Rashi says, the next Rashi that I didn't read. If you look at the Rashi, v'shamar tevasisos, baskol mivarachto. There's a baskol that says, haveta bikurim hayom, tishne l'shana haba. What's the Yom Hazeh? The day that you bring Bikurim. Rashi is saying. Right? V'shamar tevasisa osam. Right? It's going back on Bikurim. Right? What is that? What's the message? So he explains there is a Ramban. There's a Ramban that's quoted from his Sefer Emunah Bitachon. What's it? Miyuchas to the Ramban. But it's quoted. We quoted this in our Shir HaShirim, Shiurim. The Pasuk says on the Pasuk, Al Ta'iriv, Al Ta'oru, Al Ta'ava, Ad Shetechpatz. Right? What is that Pasuk? Something about awakening the love. Ad shetechpatz. What's techpatz? So they quote b'shem the Ramban. Omer. Be'eshe ba'alo la'adam his oris kalshu l'kdusha. Whenever somebody has a feeling, has a moment of inspiration, sarach la'avia lidei gilui ba'asiyas ha'mitzvah. It has to be grounded. Right? If I am inspired for a moment, I have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's fleeting. It'll pass. It'll go. It won't last unless I ground it in an action. I say, okay, this is what I want to do. Sha'al yedei zeh nehefeches ha-his-overus l'metzius. Because through this, the awakening will become reality. L'maisa shel keva. Only if I ground it. I'm inspired. I take action. I'm going to do this. I'm going to set up a chavrusa. I'm going to do chesed. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do something. You have to ground it. That's the Ramban. Acha techbats. Make it into a chefza. Make it into an object. Make it tangible. That's the Ramban. So explains the Iturei Torah here in the name of one of the Rebbes. Vizil kavanas hakasuf. Hayom azeh shal avas bikurim. This day of avas bikurim, like Rashi says, it's about bikurim. Imagine you're walking with a bikurim. Everybody on the road stops and says, "Hey, how are you? Welcome, great job. We're so excited to see you." As you get closer to the Beis Hamikdash, it gets more and more exciting, and people are stopping, and you get there, and the Kohanim and the Levim, and you get the Kohanim, and you wave it. What a feeling at that moment on that day! Yafe hazman l'kayim b'mitzvos acheres, grounded in other mitzvos. So that these holy feelings stay in your heart, ki yaseh shaltama, like a peg. That's the pasuk. Now read it. Hayom azeh Hashem alokecha. Today, Hashem commands you. Today, you brought bikurim. Mitzav chalasos. Do something. Do mitzvahs. Do chukim. Do mishpatim. V'zeo v'shamarta v'yasiso osam. Zeh avtacha. And this is the avtacha. If you do this, emata osekein tiyeh batuach. Surely, Shleimim yavo tia osa mitzvah shomer chukim. It'll last. If you do, hayom azeh, Hashem alkeh b'saf chalasos, do this. And if you do that, v'shamarta v'yasis also, you'll be able to guard it and do it, and it'll become part of you. So the Rashi, the Ramban, and the Iturei Torah here about hayom azeh. Okay, we continue. Says the Torah, in Perach of Zion, we continue now. You made Hashem into a special designation. Hashem made you. Rashi points out, he'amartcha, he'amircha are unique words. Then we get into the special bris, har grizim and har eval, all of the different monuments and piles of stones. Rashi says, based on the Gemara and Sota, there were three piles of stones in the Yarden, in Gilgal, har grizim and har eval. So right after that whole setup, Vayidaber Moshe, Pasuk Tes, V'hakohanim v'alviyim, Kol Yisrael. Moshe says, Haskes Ushma Yisrael. Haskes. Haskes Ushma. What does Rashi say? Haskes? Kitargumo. Gotta look at Unkelus. Unkelus says, Atzeis Ushma Yisrael. A double lashon of listening. Atzeis Ushma Yisrael. Listening. Shows Rabbi Sachs, in the Sefer put out posthumously, called I Believe, in the next page, he spoke about at the beginning of Corona, he spoke about one of the difficulties. You know, he was nifter during Corona. He spoke about tefillah. One question I was asked more than any other. Just when we needed it the most, we found ourselves unable to participate in tefillah b'tzibur, public communal prayer. Our most sacred prayers, varm shebikdush, are communal. They require a minyan, right? And yeah, we couldn't. My answer was, this is indeed a terrible privation. There is no point in minimizing the lost. Right? Collective prayer is like joining with others to maintain the wall around the city, not a wall around your house. So it was very difficult. But he continues and says on the next page, communal prayer is not just an expression of community, it is also a builder of community. But there was one gain to our praying in isolation. And again, he's saying this at that moment, but it's obviously something that we have to feel whenever we daven. Tefillah b'tzibur involves going at the speed of the congregation. It is hard to slow the pace so as to be able to meditate at length on any of the prayers themselves, meaning, music, rhythm, and structure. Prayer is essentially a kind of counterpoint between speaking and listening. This is a chiddush gadol. We think of tefillah as just talking. No, if we listen to the words that we're saying, and maybe to the silent shomea. But communal prayer often involves more speaking than listening. The lockdown meant that we could listen more to the poetry and passion of the prayers themselves. And prayer is about listening and not just speaking. And that's where he quotes from the Ishbitzer, our pasuk. so much of life, and we don't do enough of this. Haskesu Shema Yisrael, to listen. To listen. There is, he says, a fundamental difference between seeing and listening. Right? Seeing is surface. Seeing tells us about the surface, the externalities of things. Listening tells us about the internalities, the depths. Omek kol davar. Right? Shmia is much deeper. You can see something. When you hear something, you know, goes further in. Goes further in. When we listen, top of the next page, we are personally engaged far beyond the way we participate when we simply watch. Right? Watching is one level. We see what's in front of us. Listening, we hear. We can hear something that's behind. And he says that's what we have to think about when we daven, and that's what we think about as we go through life. Whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us, whether others are talking to us, so much of life. What does the Pasuk say? Haskeis Ushma Yisrael. Hayom Azeh. What are we supposed to listen to? It doesn't say anything. It just says, listen. Be listeners. Hayom Azeh Niyei Salaam Lama Shachacha. Today you've become a nation. The next Pasuk says, Vishamata B'kol Hashem Alekecha. You listen to what he says. But here it just says, listen. Maybe this means, again I'm adding, becoming listeners. He quotes in the continuation now. There are some profound stories about listening in the Torah and Tanakh. Take, for instance, he quotes the story of Yaakov and Esav, as we mentioned before. The story eliminates sight as a dimension. Isaac is old and cannot see. Yet he has persistent doubts as to whether the son in front of him is indeed Esav. He goes through the various senses. Amazing how he frames this. He tastes the food his son has brought. He smells his clothes. He touches his hands. And what does he say? Hakol kol Yaakov. If he would have focused just on the Shmia, Rabbi Sachs says, then maybe history would have been different. Hakol kol Yaakov. The Shmia was the truth. And then he says, the names of Yaakov's first three sons, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, was all about Leah saying, right, Hashem, could you see me? Hashem, my husband's going to be with me, listen to me. Again, a Shmia. And then we have on the next page, the strange choice of Moshe as the man selected to be the voice of God's word to Israel for all time. Even though Moshe was not a man of words, he could not speak. Aral Sfasayim, and yet he's the one that Hashem says, you're going to speak. Moshe heard God better than anyone in history. So there's a lot of Shmia going on in these stories. Then he quotes Elio, Bahar Carmel, but much of what we have to recognize is Haskes Hushma. He says at the end, I believe that listening is one of the greatest arts. It opens us to God, our fellow humans, and the beauties of nature. For me, one of the gifts of this strange, difficult time has been the ability to slow down the prayers so I'm able to listen to them speaking to me. Praying is as much about listening as speaking, and faith itself is the ability to hear the music beneath the noise. So we have to do what we can in this regard, though it is not easy. Okay. Moving right along to a question I don't think we ever spoke about. Right here we have, in the next Aliyah, in Chamishi, we have, of course, the Brachas and the Klalos. Right, Har Grizim and Har Eval, the Gemara describes six of the Shvatim, when on Har Grizim, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, Binyamin, the other six on Har Eval, and the Kohanim and the Levim and the Aaron were in the middle, and they turned to Har Grizim and said the Brachas, Amen, Amen, Amen. They turned to Har Eval, said the Klalos, Amen, Amen, Amen. But if you look in the text, if you look in the Torah Shebichsav, only the Klalos are written. Arur, arur, arur. After that, before the Tochacha, we have a couple of Psukim and Bracha, and then we have the long Klalos. But why does it have all the Arurs? It should say, just have all the Baruchs. You can on one side, have all the Baruchs, and say, okay, Arur is implicit. All the Arurs. So you have in front of you three ideas. Right, we're going to go from the 1500s to 1600s to 1800s, 1900s. So first we start off with the Radvaz. The Radvaz and Teshuva, the Radvaz, contemporary of the Beis Yosef, really 1500s, right, in Egypt, and then Yerushalayim. He was asked this question. He was asked the question of why are only the Arurs said? Why are only the Arurs said? So the Radvaz writes, again, we'll just see it and see what he says, but a lot more needs to be discussed about this. Teshuva, line 5. Da ki lo matzinu b'Torah bracha, ela al kiyam kala Torah v'hamitzvah, o ala shmiya b'kolo, shukolo hakol. What does it say in Shema? If you listen to Hashem's Torah, you're going to get bracha. Bracha is always given on the whole. If you follow Hashem's Torah, you're going to get bracha. It doesn't say if you do this mitzvah, you're going to get bracha. You're going to get schar. All right, Arichas Yamim is promised by Shiloh HaKan, Kibbutz Ava'im, Mosnei Tzedek, Va'avnei Tzedek. There's a few mitzvahs that we have Arichas Yamim specifically, but that's a schar that's not a general bracha. Says the Radvaz, to be zochet to bracha in the Torah sense of the word, right, they said Baruch, it's just not said explicitly in the Torah, but the Torah sense of writing bracha, it has to be a life of bracha. So it's not appropriate to say Baruch on any specific mitzvah, says the Radvaz. Vatam ki abracha yiklalis. Ve'ein ra'ui sheyevorach bracha klalis al mitzvah pratis. Right, it doesn't go on a specific mitzvah. Shelo yomar adam. Me'acha shebeschar mitzvah pratis eyevorach. If I do this mitzvah, I'm going to be Baruch, so that's all I have to do. I'm going to be Baruch, even though I do 45 other Averis. Lamalei l'shorach b'chala mitzvahs. Leficha chodiyah hakasuv shemyavar al achas mehem yebechal aror. Aror could be on one. Sasa mesabrachas kidei shelo yitteh. Then he says maybe, but in actuality he said the bracha, but that's one message of the Radvaz. Number two, let's go 100 years later to the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal. What the Maharal says, both here, and then he says, I referred to it earlier back in Re'eh, and then we'll see the footnotes there by Hartman, quotes from Rav Hutner explaining this Maharal. So says the Maharal, why does it only say bracha? I'm sorry, why does it not say bracha explicitly, only klala? Says the Gur Aryeh, to habracha kodem ksaloksiv. Right, first explaining the Gemara. The Gemara says that first they turn to Har Grizim and said Baruch, and then to Har Eval and say Klala, because bracha comes before Klala. Im kein al karcha pasku bebracha. V'im tomar lama kasav Klala bikra. Adaraba, havi lemechtav habracha bikra. If you only can have one, just have bracha, not Klala. The yira lomar, shoha iker hu haklala. Whoa. What's going on here? The Iker is the Klala. Shahayutzrichim lekabel haTorah ba'ala u'bishvua. They had to accept the Torah with a curse. Ba'ala. Leficha chasav haklala bikra. And he says the same thing. Let's look back in Re'eh, source number 10. He says the same thing there. The same question that's asked. Same, Rashi quotes the same thing. V'nira line 5. She'iker ha-mitzvah hayu ha-klalas. The Iker mitzvah are the klalas. Kedei she'yiu Yisrael mekablim es haTorah ba'ala u'bishvua. So we accept the Torah with an Allah. We always start off with schus chila, that's why you have the bracha. What does the Maharal mean? That the Iker bris, the Iker Kabbalah Satorah is with klala? Was it bracha? It just means skeros? What does that mean? So Rav Hartman here quotes a beautiful Pachad Yitzchak in source number 11 to explain this Maharal. He says, why do we do mitzvahs? Yicholam anu letzayir latzmeinu adam. We could come up with a person, Hasor Meira L'chol Anafav. He stays away from evil, from all of its branches. V'oset Tov L'chol Si'ifav. And I do, he does good. V'chol Avoda Azu Nasis Umitoch Matzav HaNefesh Shal Adam Misnadev La'avoda. A person could do and volunteer and be Misnadev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel how important and how meaningful Avodas Hashem is. Margishu Adam ze yafe yafes yakrusa shlava dozu. I just feel it's so meaningful to be an Eved Hashem. Aval. Okay, it's nice to feel that, but you know what? You need to feel something else also. You have to feel an ol. You have to feel a shibud. Because what happens if you're not in the mood one day? What happens if you're not feeling it? Right? I feel so substantive and so important and so meaningful. And what if one day you don't feel like it's meaningful? So you're not going to do it because it's hisnadvut. You have to have the all also. Mashal adam aparei chovu mitoch tnuas hanefesh shall no sein matana v'zui mahusa shall osa prikas all shekalatzma eina elachos ravoda. No, it has to be kabbalas haTorah has to be based on an all, and that's reflected by klala. Ba'od skipping shekabbalas all mitzvahs ikar in yana who is shtabdus hanefesh. L'kiyah mitzvahs. I'm mishabed myself. I'm an eved. I'm also a ben. But I'm an eved. My kabbalah was avdus. Kabbalah sol mitzvahs inimis kayemis rak ayidei hahargasha biyakris kiyem ha-mitzvahs greida. It's not only because mitzvahs are amazing and I realize them. It's true. But it also requires dafka es hahargasha ba'ason heder akiyem. Without it, Without it, I'm lost. Without it, I don't have a life. That's the klala. That's the klala, says the Pachan Yitzchak, Imshada, the Maharal. The klala emphasizes that we don't just do mitzvahs because it suits us. And it's meaningful to us, which hopefully it should suit us. And it should be meaningful to us. But we also have to recognize that it's about, we're in a Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim. Right? We say that twice a day. We have to be Makabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, right? Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, right? You could get on offer mitzvos. We can love mitzvos and enjoy mitzvos, but mitzvos not lehenos nitnu. Okay. So we have the Radvaz, we have the Maral, and one more, we have Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok was nifter in 1900. In Resise Laila, you have there, it's verse number 12, it's quoted from Kuntres Divrei Chalomos. And he quotes there that Hatam should aspire by Torah, haklalos va'arurim, har evil. V'loa brachos da'agrizim. Ki ma sha'amru b'Torah kasuv galui l'chol heim dvarim ha'gluim u'musakim l'chol anirim la'ayin. Whatever is written in the Torah is stuff that we can understand. Concepts. Right? What does it not talk about in the Torah? Olam haba. What does it not talk about explicitly in the Torah? Explicitly in the Torah about Tchiyas HaMeisim. Because we can't understand that. We could understand it rain. Rain and crops growing. But we can understand the bracha for a mitzvah. The bracha for a mitzvah is beyond hasaga. They said baruch at the Har Gizon Har Eval, but we can't be masig it. We can't be masig what bracha is even for one mitzvah. Arur for an aveira can happen even in this world. Arur for an aveira can happen even in this world, as he says. Einam ala ba'olam hazeh. Brachos are olam haba. Bracha for any mitzvah. Right? You can't, like, Perkei Avos, right? One moment of Olam Haba for the schar of what we do in this world is not going to be understandable. And therefore it doesn't say it. Right? Dvarim Shabbat Pe, Iyata Rashai La'omrin Bechsav, Shedvarim Elu Iyaf Shar Bihizgalus Lako, Rakla Misha Masig. And therefore it doesn't say the schar related to that. Good. One final point. And that is one point we have in the brachas. Okay, we're not going to talk about the klalas. We spoke about these klalas that we just did. But the brachas says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Nisancha Hashem LaRosh V'lo LaZanaf. Hashem will make you the Rosh. Will make you the head and not the tail. Vayisa Rak Lamala V'lo Tiyel Lamata. And you'll be up and you won't be down. Ki Tishma Mitzvot Hashem Elokecha as you listen to the mitzvahs. So I saw here, in the Rabbi Bamberger here in the Shiras Halevi, he wonders, he says, isn't it interesting that we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Havizanav La Arayos Vati Rosh Lishualim. The Pasuk says, I'm gonna make sure you're the Rosh and not the Zanav. But sometimes we want to be the Zanav. Sometimes it's good to be the Zanav, right? To be the tail to lions instead of the head to foxes. So why does the Torah say that the bracha is you'll always be the Rosh and not the Zanav? Hare de Shayach Shalihios Rosh Zeh. Lo tov, ilu zeh rosh l'shualim. And Zanav can be good. So he says, maybe it's meduyak a little bit. Because what does the pasuk say? Unesancha. When Hashem gives, klomar, Hashem yasa otanu l'rosh l'zanav, ba'ofan shezeh hachi tov li'Yisrael. When it has to do about the nesina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's always going to make us the rosh. When it has to be, when it's a choice that we have to make, V'hayisa, rak lamala, I choose what's going to bring me lamala. And if the zanav is going to bring me lamala more than the rosh to whatever, so then that's what I choose. So the difference is unusancha and v'hayisa. Ava mamshech hakra, v'hayisa rak lamala v'lo siya lamata. Klomar, mashalo talui bashem ela b'v'hayisa. Sh'ata bocher la'atmecha, what you choose yourself, tamit tifchar b'derach shem ma'alev talev lo teri. You choose what's going to bring you up. Whatever is going to raise you up. That's what we have to choose in life. And then he ends off with the Sipur Nifla. He quotes a story of Rav Shvatya Segal, right, the Talmud of the Or Sameach, right, we just had a few weeks ago, the Meshech Chachma's 100th yard site. So the Meshech Chachma, the Or Sameach, one time it was the night of Rosh Hashanah, and in the house of the Meshech Chachma, they gave out, as is the minog, the Rosh Hadag. Right, the Rosh Hadag, everybody got a little piece of the Rosh Hadag. So they could say the Leo LaRosh, Lola Zanav. And when Shvatya, when this Talmud came, he looked at his plate and he saw he had the tail. He didn't have the Rosh. He had the tail. So Rav Meir Simcha realizes and looks and wonders for a moment, what's my Tama going to do? Habacher na'atahu, he put his fork into the zanav and said, Yirtham of anecha she'eye zanav la'arayos v'lo rosh l'shu'alim. He wanted to be that zanav. And when he said that, Rav Meir Simcha was beautifully, you know, surprised that he called him to sit next to him. He said, for now on, I'm going to take care of your gashmius. That's the sipur, that he thought quickly on his feet that he should be a zanav and not be a rosh in that circumstance. But if Hashem's doing it to us, so we'll take the rosh instead of being the zanav. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parshas Nitzav.